Archishyanti. Will worship. Manushyaha. Human society. Twam. Unto you. Sarvakama vari Ishvarim. Because you are the best of the demigods, who can... Yes? Because you are the best of demigods.
Because you are the best of the demigods.
Who can fulfill all material desires. Dupa. By incense. Ubahara. By presentations. Balibihi. By different types of worship through sacrifice. Sarva kama, of all material desires, vara, the blessings, pradam, one who can bestow. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. By sacrifices of animals, ordinary human beings will worship you gorgeously with various paraphernalia, because you are supreme in fulfilling the material desires of everyone. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7.20, Kamais tais tair rita jnana prapadyante nyadevataha. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods. Therefore the word manushya, meaning human being, he refers to one who does not know the actual goal of life. Such a person wants to enjoy the material world by taking birth in a highly elevated family with the benefits of education, beauty, and immense wealth, which in this material world are desirable. One who has forgotten the real aim of life may worship Goddess Durga, Maya Shakti, under various names for different purposes and in different places. As there are many holy places for the worship of Krishna, there are many holy places in India for the worship of Durga Devi or Maya Devi, who took birth as the daughter of Yashoda. After cheating Kamsa, Maya Devi dispersed herself to various places, especially in Vindhyachala, to accept regular worship from ordinary men. A human being should actually be interested in understanding Atma Tattva, the truth of Atma, the spirit soul, and Paramatma, the supreme soul. Those who are interested in Atma Tattva worship the supreme personality of Godhead, Yasmin Vigyate Sarvam Evam Vigyatam Bhavati. However, as explained in the next verse of this chapter, those who cannot understand Atma-tattva, apashyatam Atma-tattvam, worship Yoga Maya in her different features. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shotavyadidi Rajendra, Nrinam Santi Sahasrashaha, apashyatam Atma-tattvam, Griheshu Grihamedinam. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Those who are interested in remaining in this material world and are not interested in spiritual salvation have many duties, but for one who is interested in spiritual salvation, the only duty is to sacrifice fully unto Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Such a person is not interested in material enjoyment. So, Krishna is very much popular. So is Durga Devi, his sister. There are many places in India where Krishna is worshipped, and there are probably even more places where his sister, Durga, is worshipped, Devi, in her many different forms. Just as Krishna has his different incarnations, she has many different forms. And she's worshipped. But it's not the same. This is the Hindu conception, that we have many gods, and worshipping one god is as good as worshipping another. Krishna, Brahma, Shiva, Durga, Ganesh. It's all the same. It is not all the same. This is the delusion of Hinduism. Hinduism is a delusion. To think that we have many gods and they're all equally worshipable. Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Arsham Pritya. Krishna and his expansions of Narayan are the only one Supreme Lord. Everyone else is his servants. Therefore, those who worship demigods are foolish. Kamais tais tairvitagana prapanjante nyadevata. Because they're deluded by material desire, they worship Durga or some demigod, independent of Krishna, independent of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna denounces this himself. He's the Supreme Lord. His opinion is the supreme opinion. And his opinion is that those who put me aside and worship other deities, their intelligence has been stolen by illusion, and they will not get the supreme benefit of life. So people, materialistic people, worship Durga because Sarva Kama Vada Pradim, what was it? Pradam. She is the giver, bestower of the fulfillment of all kinds of selfish material desires. And selfish, materialistic living entities will go to her and to other demigods in order to worship them. What is it? Narayana kalashan ta bhajanti hyanasuya vaha. But those who are not envious, who are not selfish, they worship Lord Narayan in his various swamsha incarnations, his various forms. Ramachandra, Krishna, Varaha, other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They put aside the worship of demigods. So basically, those who worship the Supreme Lord, they're on the path of spiritual perfection. But even there is the danger of materialism. There are two big pitfalls. Even on the devotional path, many manushanam sahasveshu kastid yadati siddhaye. Out of many thousands of human beings, only one has an interest in perfection. And out of many of those one out of a thousand, only one person knows the right path. The right path, nate viduk swartakatim hi vishnu. Those rare souls understand vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Vasudev, Narayan, is the goal of life. He's the Supreme Lord. So the rare soul enters onto the path of the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even there, even on that path, there are still dangers. You have to stay strictly on the path. What is the saying in the Upanishads? Uttishta Jagrata. Prapyavaran Nibodhata. Kshurasyadara Nishita Duratyaya. Durgam patastat kavayo vidanti. Be careful. Wake up. Get out of your ignorance, your sloth, your indolence. Wake up to the truth. You have received the benefits of human life. Don't waste them. Don't squander them on foolish indulgences. Kshurasya dara, the path of spiritual perfection, is like a razor's edge. It is very sharp, and you must stay on the path. If you deviate to the right or the left, then you get cut. Then you're damaged. Your spiritual life becomes seriously damaged. What is the right side and the left side? On the right side is materialism, on the left side is impersonalism. If you become an impersonalist and subscribe wholly or partly to this idea that everybody is God and that God is ultimately impersonal, then you're deviating to the left. And if you are materialistic and just want to enjoy life and are not serious about liberation, about perfection, you want to remain in this world in the name of being a devotee of God and enjoy life, then that's deviating to the right. Both of them are very dangerous. So we have to be careful not to become materialistic and to associate. If we want to make progress on the straight path, of pure devotional service, we have to associate primarily with pure devotees. We have to cut off our association with materialists. There are even many materialistic people who are presenting themselves as advanced Vaishnavas. They're doing their Bhagavat Saptahas, but they're materialists. Okay? There are many people speaking the Bhagavatam who are doing it for money and prestige. This is materialistic. Srila Prabhupada made it very clear to us he doesn't want us going to these people and hearing from them. Very clear. Prabhupada made it so obviously clear he did not want us associating with materialistic devotees. We have to associate with pure devotees. It's unfortunate. They're also Vaishnavas, but they're materialistic. They're primarily interested in money and prestige. So therefore, we should not hear from them. We should hear from devotees who have actually dedicated their life to the service of Krishna. We don't want to be over-extremely sectarian and say that nobody outside of our group can be touched. But we have to be careful how we associate with those who are not fully surrendered devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who have not actually dedicated their life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was very strict about this. Raghunath Das was one of his greatest devotees. But he had a problem. His family didn't want to let him go. His uncle, his father, his parents didn't want to let him go to join Lord Chaitanya. They wanted him to stay, continue the family business, get married, and so on. Lord Chaitanya, he tried to run away. And Lord Chaitanya sent him back. He told Raghunath Das, Markata Vairagya Nakoro Loka Dekaya. Don't make a false show of renunciation like the monkeys in the forest, who are living in the trees, you know, without any home, but they're just engaged in illicit sex and all sorts of nonsense. Don't make a show bottle false exhibition of renunciation. He sent Raghunath Das back to his family for some time. And then later, Raghunath Das was able to escape when he got the blessings of Lord Nityananda. So Raghunath Das's uncle and father were famous as great Vaishnavas. They sponsored big assemblies of pundits and Brahmin Vaishnavas to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. So they were great promoters of the Bhagavatam. They even invited Haridas Thakur to speak in their assembly. Of course, there was some problem when Haridas came. Somebody committed aparadha and there was trouble. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later on, when he was talking with Raghunath, told him, do you want to know what I really think of your uncle and your father, even though they're famous in the world as great Vaishnavas? And everybody comes to listen to their katha. It's the katha that they sponsor. But I think they're no better than worms in the stool. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal opinion. He was frank about it. Because they're materialistic. They wouldn't let you go. They wouldn't let you come and join me. They wanted to keep you at home. So that's materialistic. Not that we're saying the Vaishnavas should all leave home. But we should stay. Our home should be a place of practice of pure devotional service. Otherwise, it shouldn't be kept. So Durga Devi here is appearing. Her job is to give Savakara Vada Pradam. She's giving the fulfillment of the material desires. The materialists worship her for Rupam Dehi, Dhanam Dehi, for beauty, for wealth, for a good wife. Devi Mayam to Sri Kama. One who wants Sri, opulence, can worship Devi Maya, Maya Devi. And they do. They do it by the millions and hundreds of millions. People are worshiping her. And we also worship her because she is the expansion of Krishna's internal energy. But we should not consort with her as the material energy. We have to, when she comes to us in her material form, we have to offer our obeisances and not accept her enticements. That's our duty as Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments?
Krishna took 6 lakh rupees for Bhagavatam at Ashokbhya. 6 lakh rupees for 7 days.
Yes.
So, is it fruitful?
Who did?
To listen such Bhagavatam.
We, as ISKCON devotees, should not listen to katha spoken by people who are not connected with ISKCON, period. You know, period. We can offer them respect. We can be friendly to them. We shouldn't listen to them. We should. We have plenty of speakers inside ISKCON. We even have our ISKCON Bhagavat Saptahs going on. So we should not go outside. You know, as a general rule. Even Prabhupada's godbrothers, he didn't want us going to listen to his godbrothers too much. Well, to speak of people who are not even connected with Lord Chaitanya's movement. I'm just repeating Prabhupada's instructions. You know, Prabhupada didn't want us going outside to listen. We can have enough katha inside. Okay. All right. Thank you all. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.